Rivers blossomed into lush azure wildflowers, wandering inside borderless ocean, crippled under swells of isolation, fingers streaming roots. In the frozen gallery, ice gathering around frames of still life, lost in subtle lies, uttered from chapped lips, little daggers digging deeply under porcelain cages. Elaborate, beneath ribs, caught, unearthed among gentle hills as death whispers to human chills in a nameless war. Through cameras, as all-seeing gods, quenching thirsty, ominous conspiracies, leveling the lens with a certain height, angle, then killing innocents. We crawled down alone, wanting so badly Cinderella weddings, and for so long, we said we both outgrew romance, worn on the cuff of midnight moons. Sleep in deathmonger with meds, in callous palms each night reds, greens, blues, nicely decorated pharmaceutical bottles, highs and lows. Mirrors become bandits of time, coiled serpents in a room, moving over landscapes, uprooting the mind, recording gray films, melting off the eyes, running down the cheeks with farewell. We are Soul Asylum, and you're delving in a moment in Sanctuary. Hello, soul seekers. Everybody over there, out there, wherever you are in La La Land. Hello, 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 Zama. It's nice to have our original group back, you know. And there is one and only on the down under country, A.P. Taylor. Hey, A.P.
Hello, A.P.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you guys
miss
doing?
Miss you guys.
I miss you guys too.
By the way, I heard your last show together. Mm-hmm. Really, I enjoyed it so much. You were brilliant, both of you, and the discussion and the harmony, and it was so calm and intellectual. I really enjoyed it, and I congratulate you. Really, it was wonderful.
Thank you. But it's never the same without you, Zama, that's for sure.
Exactly right.
Well,
you keep us on our toes.
Personally,
I
enjoyed it. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm just an interference, but you guys so smooth,
no,
and I enjoyed it, honestly.
right, AP? She keeps us on our toes, you know, so, I mean.
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, Asama puts together the reading list every week, and she puts together all of the poems every week.
Exactly.
You know, she comes up with pearls, but, you know.
Hey, and aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky to have such a venue like this? I mean,
true,
God, remember the old days, you know, we used to have the tea parties and we were just messaging like crazy. And of course I was slower than everybody else, but it was, you know, and then we were dancing in our seats, and now voice to voice.
No.
And it's just a matter of time before we're all
in the rain.
Yeah, we're singing in the rain with these
now
umbrellas,
we are
you know,
singing in the rain.
Like a bunch of crazy people, you know? You know, but anyway, such a lovely experience to have you people with us, you know, and
really,
I just want to let you know, Carl. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
I was going to talk about the reading list. I really enjoy doing it because I get to read some of the best poetry on all poetry, especially from Soul Asylum members. They're also brilliant. And I really take it very serious because they get to be so happy that their work is going to be broadcasted. And I really feel a responsibility and obligation to, you know, put their voice out there. This is why I take this very seriously, because the poets, they really get so excited and, you know, You know, when you write something between you and yourself, you never expect that the whole world is going to listen to it. So, or you even listen to it. So they feel so, it's some kind of satisfaction that they listen to their own poetry being read on, you know, on the airwaves, and thousands of people listening and we commenting and giving them the time and care. You know, I see the action of these poets and my friends, and I really, it fills my heart, you know. And I feel it's an obligation. This is why, really, I take it very serious.
Yes, you know, in Azama, I can tell you the spirituality that we have in this group and the love that we distribute is just beautiful, you know. And the poetry is beautiful, you know. And we're all, you know,
it's
maturing
brilliant.
Together. We're all maturing together. We've known each other for years. You know, I mean, I've known you at least for 6 years, AP about the same time, 4 years or so. And, you know, we're from all over the world and we're connected. It's so cool. I love it so much.
We are growing together. We are growing emotionally and spiritually. And besides, I think we give each other assurance that we're not alone. We're not alone. Whatever our problems, whatever our feelings, whether it's sorrow or joy, we are together. This really makes all the difference in the world.
And I just want to say a special hello to Joe out there. And she's simply Joe now.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Hi, Joe.
All right.
And Buddo
hi,
is
Joe.
Out there too. Buddo, hello, Buddo. And
Buddo,
who else?
Buddha, yeah. Buddo or Buddo?
Buddo,
Buddo.
Yeah.
Buddo or
I call him,
Buddo?
I call him Buddo. I call
hello.
Him Buddo.
Oh, he's wonderful. I love his songs and his voice.
Yeah,
and
we were
his
playing.
We were
playing some clips of his music last time, right, AP? And it was really, really
good.
Yeah.
So we really have so many talented, very talented people, music, lyrics, poetry, you name it, paintings, everything.
Yeah. We have so many things to inspire us. And
photography.
You know,
AP is a photographer as well. He's into photography.
Yes.
AP, I love your photography. And we have another guy called Mauro Rising Tide. And he's also a photographer, you know. And he has what he does also is a Zoom poetry meeting. So I just wanted to plug everybody out there. You know, first of all, we have 24/7 podcasts on allpoetry.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin, for giving us this venue. Thank you.
Exactly.
And have people like Team of Voices, where AP is doing regular hosting out there as well. And we have Late Night Poets, and we have a poetic piece of life. And we also have... La Costa Nostra's out there too. And who else? Am I missing some people? I'm sure. But there's so many of them. I can go, the list goes on and on and on. I belong to about 36 groups, I guess. But it's hard to keep up with all of them. You know, but it's just a beautiful thing that we have all these people doing 24/7 poetry, podcasts, and whatever, you know. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really nice. So, guys, what do you think? Should we get started? Oh, by the way, people, keep safe.
Yes.
Because, I don't understand it, but Germany's on, you know, really rising up with the viruses. Now that Christmas time's coming, everybody's getting virus
so
now, you know, and this is really, really, you know, scaring me. I hope you guys are getting your vaccine. I'm getting my third, by the way. I'm getting my third booster shot, you know, in a couple of weeks. And I hope everybody else.
They say that this
safe.
Wave is even worse than the ones before.
Yeah, that's coming from Africa,
And, you know, it's you know, this is the reason why we should help out those people in the third world countries first. You know, it's so ridiculous, you know. I mean, those people in the third world are really, really propagating these variants, and we really need to stop it out there too. So people, keep safe, man. Yeah. Wear those masks.
Yeah.
Whatever
exactly.
you do. I've lost a couple friends already to this disease. And I've had a couple friends who've been vaccinated that had to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
But imagine what would have happened if they didn't have the vaccination, you know? So
It would be worse. Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been worse for sure. Anyway, let's start with whoever's starting up first. Who is it?
It's a poem by Titus, and it's a great poem, actually. We have a SoundCloud. It's an ode to Keats, as far as I remember, yeah. And it's a brilliant poem. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have the SoundCloud ready, please?
I do have it.
Okay.
And I just want to, is it called Become the Bigger? Is that it? I have a few of them from him. Eminence. Okay, here it goes. So put your earplugs on, and here's the SoundCloud.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Wow.
Titus.
Ode to Eminence. Delve not fear, to avert thither to yon still life. Prick the conscience of a cage which to enter immense yet begun. You accept as clots, who serves death's crusade, a sense quiver with its static musk, and where forthwith as happenstance it's hoped, viewed gazing back to yesteryear, some tempestuous dusk, that cackle which aids further prominence, strains that life long last that death be near. The fact of death, why opaque crest of mute, from one stare that length becomes a view, basting in stages where life remains mute, the rest the rarer skin is tinged with blue, leaves him to abstain death from course. Spring has hoped for, why Zenith sings again with hidden meaning, rosy as I thought, chest raised high, back it falls. It sings quite simply, yes, but who's to feign? If somber when a spasm comes, no pain. Life would nestle amongst what shall inspect light, a purple patch would leave death's notice, still unexplored, it never lose effect, shone whereby this life becomes the lotus kept within its jar, a death that lemon zests, required taste of what is left bestowing, as movement can but touch to hope the next, with phantom rust divest. Matter will engulf us without knowing from what matter each particle detects. Oh, decay, decay. The grape against the light soon magnify what's inside can be set. It'll move me to the point to zenith might. Attempt to try invert your fears instead. Whilst aged jade accustoms itself to a luminescent search gives a hint to sap, to feel no thermal trace or utter breath, reveals what seems untrue. A chance by what we teach shows a mishap, though credulous concern since after death. I cannot freely twist behind the screen's imminency death. What fear confines, what vapors transfers often means, we're free to come and go. But read the signs. You chip away the best from what is said. A true account of time that blow by blow, a poet who compares with one who knows this living memory, for death be pure as white, if need to add, a time since life begun did shun disclose.
Wow. Wow. What a beautiful composed vignette dedicated to Keats. Yeah, I'm just blown away by
the
vignette.
Performance. Yeah.
The performance is just wonderfully
as if I'm listening to Laurence Olivier or something performing. Unbelievable.
Wow. What did you think, KP?
The great thing about Titus is that, A, he knows how to write, and, B, he knows how to perform his pieces. So it's not just that he constructs quite elegantly, I was going to say difficult, but it's almost intricate is a better word, elegantly intricate pieces, but he then has a bearing and a temperance in the way that he talks about those pieces and presents those pieces. So it's a very, very clever and quite moving piece.
Not only clever,
it's brilliant, actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely it's wonderfully composed. It's dark. However, it brings out the life of Keats, you know. I mean, his...
yes, exactly.
You know, it's an ode to his... to Keats, you know, which is another great poet, you know. And I just beautiful dedication.
Yeah, and he died at the age of 25, so... but he left some real great poetry, and his name is known all over the world. Up to now, I read this poem like 4 years ago, and my comment was that this is an ode to brilliance written to a great poet by a great poet, really, because it's really perfect. Tony is unbelievable, and this is the second SoundCloud I hear for him, and I'm just blown up. Really blown up with his performance, because I love the theater, and I love those. The best actors in the world are those theater actors who studied drama, and the best theater in the world is the British theater. In the past, through history, it was the Greek theater, but in modern times, it's the British theater. It's brilliant, since Shakespeare the way he it's part of who he is, this theoretical performance, and the language itself, the way it's his language, really. It's pure English. This is pure English, and very artistic, and he's a poet who's very knowledgeable with the classics, poetry and literature. So he's really a phenomenon on all poetry. When I started first time, I was really, really impressed by him, because he is it, language, poetry, knowledge. And now I'm even more impressed by his SoundCloud and his performance. So it's absolutely perfect, a picture perfect, So, yeah, I'm very impressed. It's unbelievably beautiful. Thank you, Tony, for sharing this with us. It's amazing, and with the whole world, really. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Carl, do you want to say something?
No. That's
amazing.
Just amazing poetry.
It won like four gold, of course. Four gold at least. So yeah, for me, it's worthy of a diamond, because it's a poet writing about a poet, and he is inspired by him, and also his style is so refined, unbelievably beautiful and refined and poetic and artistic and classic and at the same time deep. So, like, I'm really speechless, guys.
Exactly. from Haven.
No, you want to go to the contest? You want to start? You know, I hosted the contest called Soul Searches. All right, and it's part two, and I always host it for our show. So, Soul Searches, you want to start with the contest?
Bring in later.
Cal?
She has her piece.
Cal? I can hear you. Do you want to start with the contest?
Yeah.
Because Haven Blue Jay is... okay. It's Haven, and then your poem, you won the silver, you and Joe, and it was brilliant, actually. But, you know, if I give you the gold every time, I'd be very biased.
I don't like about contests,
guys.
You know,
it took me effort, but really, you know, Stella's poem was beautiful. You know, I hosted this. You were all part of it, and I'm very grateful that you write for this contest, because it's for our show, actually. So Cal wrote, Joe, AP, everyone, Murphy, everyone, you know. So anyway, so the contest, it's called the Soul Searches, and it's part two. And the prompt was a Rumi quote, and I would like to read it. It's, God writes spiritual mysteries on our hearts where they wait silently for discovery. I love this quote because I believe that we are created to discover ourselves and the universe, you know, our own myth. So this quote really resonated with me. And the gold winner was Haven Blue Jay, and she's also a member of Soul Asylum, and my best friend, a soulmate. She's beautiful. And she's a Rumi lover like me, and she's really very spiritual, and I love her work, and she's brilliant. It's not the first time we share her work with us. So she won the gold award in Soul Searchers contest, and I would like to read her poem, guys. Is it on the board?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Huh? Okay.
Yes.
So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something? Sorry, Sarma, before you read. I'm so sorry.
Hi,
I've been on hold for a while. No, so I am at my break at work. I can't stay too long.
Okay.
I'm already here.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. I'm very sorry. I didn't see you online.
Yes, I've been here for a while. Actually. So,
okay,
I only
say something. Say something.
Yes.
Okay.
Only 10 minutes.
You want to read your poem first? We can
do that. I hate
to
interrupt you. You can play it later if you need to.
No. Let's
just
We can put your SoundCloud on if you want. I mean, it's up to you.
That would be great. Because it's really noisy here.
why didn't you tell me you're around?
I sent a message to the three of you.
Oh.
Okay.
We didn't catch it.
We were preoccupied. But
okay.
It's been a while.
That's okay, no problem. I know it's
which poem is it?
The second one. It's after Titus' poem, Cav.
He put it already, AP.
She wants to plant
you
want
supla.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. She wants supla.
I'm sorry.
Are we going to put the SoundCloud or are we going to read it, Selwa?
We're going to put it on the SoundCloud. What's the name of the poem? I'm sorry.
she wants
sorry,
the
plant love.
Okay, here it is.
Who else is there? Just the three of you?
Oh, yeah, it's just the three of us.
Yeah, we're waiting.
We're just being cozy.
Said he's going to call me. Mm.
Okay.
All right, so here it is.
I miss being
she
the
wants
show. Sorry,
to plant.
My schedule is crazy. Sorry about that, unfortunately.
No problem.
I mean, I'm
no,
lucky
no,
that's
no.
the break.
We're happy to have you. Sorry, we didn't know you were around. Have
it's fine,
sorry,
no problem, no
know.
Problem. I'm sure it's not
okay. Okay.
She wants to plant love.
This is why... I postponed your poem until you could.
No, here, I got the SoundCloud. Here it goes.
Okay.
My last ones. She wants to plant loveliness. Elle veut planter des fleurs. She wants to plant loveliness in her soul to dance gleefully, to dry up dew of her sadness. Time will erase her loneliness, will make her forget gently. She wants to plant loveliness. Her heart always returns joyless. Tomorrow she will not stop singing. Birds keep her away from sadness. Now her limpid eyes can see. She let them dream tenderly. She wants to plant loveliness. So there will be no more sadness. Elle veut planter des fleurs dans son âme pour danser. Mais il faut sécher ses pleurs, il faut effacer ses douleurs, lui faire doucement tout oublier. Elle veut planter des fleurs, la joie dans son cœur revient toujours. Demain, elle ne cessera de chanter, les oiseaux l'éloigneront de ses pleurs. Ses yeux sont mi-clos, elle les laisse tendrement rêver. Elle veut planter des fleurs. Elle ne veut plus de pleurs. End of poem.
Can I say something
so
quickly?
Beautiful.
This is my first
sure.
Binanel
yes.
ever. This is my first Binanel, and because of the rhyming at the end,
yeah.
French is completely different than English.
Yeah.
I wrote it in French and then
yeah.
I
yeah.
It's such a beautiful
English.
One.
Well, I think AP can judge that. Yes, Kev. Because I don't understand their poems. Yes, Kel.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, each, you know, the vignette, you know, that you did, you know, is beautiful droplets.
No,
vignette. Oh,
vignette.
The vignette.
Not the vignette.
Okay. Anyway. Villanelle. Okay. Well, anyway, it's a very beautiful poem. And I can see the imagery, you know, and the darkness, you know, of the sadness, you know, that is just riveting through me. You know, it is just beautiful, beautiful. I'm not familiar with this type of poetry, to be honest, you know. However, I'm just so attracted to the flow, and I'm sure I'll probably have to study it a little bit more and be challenged by this form.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
AP can tell us more about the form. Did she do a good job or not?
Well, it's difficult, Sama, because villanelles come in different forms, and they've been around since the 1500s, the French form, and so it often what they usually do and what Sal has done is if they have a repeating line, and those the two repeating lines sort of drive the poem, and so. The importance of the villanelle is around having those repeating lines, having meaning, but having different
okay.
meaning as they're like different things.
Oh, okay.
I think Sal has done a great job of starting.
All right.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's not really a narration then. It's just more different rather than iterations, you know, with repeating first syllables, it's really repeating words, you mean?
It's repeated lines, Carl, yeah.
Repeated
the
lines,
line,
okay.
One and three, repeated lines.
Yeah. The first two lines, you end the poem, you start with the same first two lines,
yeah.
The same lines, you end the poem.
You have. I'm going
right?
to put an English one for you on there when I find it on the board. Like you have to repeat also some of the ending in some
yes.
lines again, but not the
yes.
same. Like you
okay.
repeat some lines
yes.
and you put some endings. It's very. It's not easy.
Well,
it's a challenge.
No,
it's not easy. No,
it was really a big challenge for me, my first one.
The point is the repeated lines, actually, how you put them, where you put them. Is there a syllable count as well?
No, thank goodness.
No.
That would be a disaster.
Because
that would be a disaster.
Would have made it even more difficult. So tell me, when you wrote it in French, did you apply the same rule?
No. In French, yes. That's why it's not the same in French and English. I wrote it in French first, and then I wrote almost a different.
No,
very
I mean, you apply the same. You apply the same rules of the. Same rules. But why I feel I like it in French much better. Et salut, I like it.
I wrote it in French first, and then I wrote a different version in English because it's impossible with the rhyming at the end. You have to have a certain rhyming.
Yes. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah, but
really beautiful.
Beautiful.
She
really
wants
beautiful.
To paint
and
love.
No, she is even trying. You know, I think it's very important that we understand about forms of poetry. I even try sometimes because it just enriches your vocabulary, your writing and your understanding about poetry. So it's interesting, but I don't think she's going to repeat it. Will you?
It was not easy. It was a challenge for me. In French, for instance, in French, it says, I want to plant flowers, while in English, I want to plant love. So it's completely different because it has to for the rhyming, as I said, in the ending. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, I already finished my... Thank you,
Salwa. It's been a while and we miss you and it's great to have
you.
Yeah,
I tried.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to try again.
Sometimes my
break doesn't fit, but I was able today, so hopefully next time I can do this.
Thank you
for having me.
This is wonderful.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, everyone. Good to hear you all. Bye. Take care. Bye.
I'm happy she called. I didn't want to broadcast her poem because I knew she was going to call. So, but I wasn't sure when. This is great.
This is the reason why AP should take over the back room. Because
I just got a message from Murphy. He's at work and he might be delayed a little bit, but hopefully he can make it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, we have each other, guys.
We have each other.
Yeah.
It's us.
Anyway, it's
exactly.
Us. But it was great that she called and, you know, discussed her poem with us because this is a new form and it's really good to try different forms. Me, when I was trying forms, my favorite form, really, and I wrote a couple of them, vignettes. Vignette is beautiful, and I love it. And it's not difficult, and in three verses anyway. And I have one very serious rhyming poem, which was in with Laura Lamerca. You know her, AP. You know her, Cal. And it was and she's my mentor, one of my mentors actually. She taught me a lot on old poetry, really. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, there was this Lala Challenge, a round of contest. But each round, she teaches us something new, a new form.
Yes.
And it was really brilliant. And I really learned a lot. And, you know, and every round, some people were, you know, just dismissed from the contest because they didn't score enough. There were scores and things like that, and it was very complicated. And I was very proud to make it until the ninth round. But I left on my own. I left on my own for different reasons. But the poem, it was a letter for my mom. It was, you know, she wanted us to, you know, bring up, pour our hearts out and say the things that, you know, we never said before. So that round was a letter to my mom. And, you know, we didn't see, you know, eye to eye together. She loved it. She loved the first few stanzas, but she didn't like my ending that I, you know, I just praised my mom. And I was saying about the turbulent relationship between the mother and the daughter and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you know, I just figured out and we connected. So she didn't like that. She didn't want, she didn't like the ending.
She didn't want
resolution. The struggle. She didn't like. So anyway, so I left. But you know what? This letter, I got over many goals for it later, and 57,000 views. You believe that, guys? 57,000 views on all poetry for this letter. And
you gotta be kidding.
It was published. Really?
Wow.
Honest to God. Yeah.
How do you fit so many comments into one?
Kind. No, not comments.
So many...
Views. I ha-
views. No.
Yeah, it's views.
Okay.
Views. Mm. Yeah, okay. So you know your views. Beneath your poem, there is a list. You know the views. So it's amazing. I myself can't believe it. And it's published. And so I won at the end. I won. I was right.
All you're saying, Karma, is that eyeballs win. That's what you're saying, you know?
Well, you know, I mean...
I was very frustrated with her comments, even my friends in the contest, because it was like a round challenge, and we were becoming so close to each other, you know? And sometimes we had to collaborate. So they all took my side because she was really, you know, against my resolution. But this is my life and I'm not making it up. This is exactly what happened. I put the struggle, I put the circumstances and I put my feelings and everything. But the end was what really happened. We connected. We connected like a mother and daughter. You know, so anyway, and it was, I'm telling you, this is my most successful ride. So anyway.
Can you guys hear me?
Really, really, yes,
yes,
can?
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes, we can. Okay.
Okay.
So it was really, I really owe her a lot because this was the ninth round. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have reached this point, you know. So, I salute Laura Lamerca. Anyway, so we go back to
Haven,
Stella, actually. Stella, her name is Stella.
Stella.
She's a beautiful woman. Yeah, Haven Blue Jay. Okay, gold winner. Okay. Beauty of the soul. The soul's foliage of divine beauty renders to us faith and unconditional love, the quintessence residing ions to the vast universe, whispering winds of enigmas, echoing serenity into every walking thought of humanity's heart. Even after the soul fades to elysian fields, we feel an emotive feeling of loss. Their absence is a mystery, a soulful mystical aura dwelling on selfless devotions to others, bestowing memories within us, so thought-provoking we shed tears from our hearts, purging droplets, slowly wiping away fragments of sadness from our tormented soul ever so quietly. We are captivated by their ethereal love, this absolute form caressing our pulsating orb, lingering on reminiscent moments, whilst we realize this fathomless benevolence of your beauteous legacy, being the root of their empathetic soul, abiding to the corners of our heart and mind. Regardless of life's plights, we learn not to swim above the waves. We must dive into the depths to explore all the wonders of the world. Once again, we will forge through this journey called life. End of quote.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, Stella, you really floor me on this one. And if you don't mind me commenting first, it's just the passion it just resonates so beautifully. And you know, you can tell how passionate Stella is, you know, just by those dropping words of images that you see, you know, and the flow. You know, it's just, you know, you can tell how passionate and how near this poem is to her, you know, by just seeing and reading those images, you know, within her words, you know, so beautiful. Thank you, Stella, and congratulations.
Yes, I think
beautiful.
It's a true spiritual experience. And she is a very spiritual person, and she is a great poetess as well. So poetry and spirituality mixed in this, you know, they mix together in this poem, besides a personal experience about, you know, people whom we love, whom we lose, who pass away before us, but they're still there. They still linger in our minds and our hearts and the memories as if they never left. It's only that they disappeared. You know, I understand because I've been there and I understand this feeling. Everything is there, the memory, the history, the everything. But only the body disappeared into another dimension, you know. So she's talking about something so real and so deep, and maybe all of us have been there, but can we all express it the way she did? So, yes.
Not really, no.
You know, really, it's amazing, exactly. Amazing. You know, I think, you know, she outdone herself because I love her poetry and I love her personally. She's very close to my heart. We're good friends. We're soulmates, actually. And we have the same, you know, the same style of poetry, and we love the same poets, and you know, like Rumi, Gibran, and people like this. And she's very sensitive. She's very sensitive and spiritual and beautiful. So, but this poem is really her masterpiece. It's a masterpiece.
Yes,
so
it is.
Congratulations on the very well-deserved gold, AP.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, Osama? Because when somebody does leave you, it leaves a huge hole, and it's very, very difficult to get your head around how that person has influenced you, even though you know that you do and that they have. And it's the more you sort of search for it, the harder it is to find. And that's what I think is great about this poem. It actually finds the words and finds the meaning to actually
exactly
talk about, you know, what loss and influence is all about. And it's a terrible, difficult thing to do. It really is.
Yes. And so deep and so real. It's not easy to express such feelings or such experience. And I'm sure we all been there, but the way she expressed it, it's like so spiritual, so beautiful, so deep, so poetic. So really, really, I believe that this is a masterpiece, and I love it. I love it, really. So beautiful. It's so beautiful. And, you know, I've experienced this before. She's writing for me, for us. And she knows my tendencies, and she knows that I will understand. This happens to me when I write. I don't enter just any contest unless I'm inspired by the prompt or it's a friend of mine who invited me. When I write for a friend, you know, of course I write my own conviction or my own mind, but I know that this person is going to understand what I'm saying. So I get even more inspired, you know. So I think because she knew she was writing for us that we will understand. And she can take it to the highest level she can and will be understood and will be appreciated. This inspires the writer more. So I think this is the case as well. So it's just beautiful. Thank you so much, Stella. Habibti, I can't thank you enough. I enjoyed it. We love it. And I hope all our listeners would enjoy it too. Anyway, you know who won the silver, AP?
I heard it might be somebody we know.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, I was in struggle because I love Cal's work, and you know, I just love it. Okay, and he always.
I got to remind you
because
this,
he deserves this, it.
This was a
yes,
collaboration.
This is a collab between
you
and Joe. I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Yes. People out there, she's Simply Joe now. She's no more in chains. She's Simply Joe. So, Joe, thank you so much for this collaboration. It is so heartwarming, and you know you inspire me and love you so much.
It's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
She is so brilliant, you know, and such a great poetess. It's such an honor to do
a
collab.
She's an inspiration to you as well. She inspires
exactly, you
know.
Yeah, and it's not just me.
Let's
just
say
not
it.
Me.
She's your muse.
She's our muse.
She's
because
muse.
She's also, you know, AP did a brilliant collaboration also.
Yes.
And
yes,
Bado also.
Yeah, I read it and I put it on the reading list last time.
And you know what? Home. You know what I would love to do, AP? I would love to do a collab with you one day. How about that?
Well, we should.
I think
next
this
week.
Is, yeah. Yes, let's do that. We'll do a collab together. So, you know, I know that people don't usually do guy to guy. I did a collab with Bado as well, you know, together. And I tell you, you know, it's not so bad with the guys as well, you know.
No, nothing wrong with that. Cal, nothing wrong with that as long as straight.
Gotcha. Okay. I hope Jim, you know, no bad things about this, Jim. You know, we love you too. Okay. Okay. So
I'm joking.
Anyway,
just a joke.
Yes, of course.
Just a black joke.
Yes. Anyway, I have a SoundCloud, and it's called In a Nest.
Okay.
I'll post it if it's not posted already.
Yep.
Yes, it's posted. And I'll just play the SoundCloud. Okay? Here it goes.
Yep.
In the sky's nest awaiting birth, cloud steeples shine beneath the horizon twilight. Sleeping spirits surrounded by beautiful petals of rose. Dreams suspended above long dusted trails. We stand upon crossroads, heave in billowing direction. A strong rooted twiggy tree bears its fruits. Meadows of flowing silver grass, cocoons in hibernation. Then high pitched butterfly whispers stir inside a miniature world, diving into perception. Our wide eyes are gates. Imaginary doors from which spirits escape. Examining ancient insane theaters, obscene luxury churches with golden altars. Confessing our usual sins to robed scarves, cool floors behind stroked pleated curtains. Becoming actors twice blessed before serious, severe, unblinking, blinded walls, new mysteries born, growling, whining, weird new order, sleeping howls from creatures living, nursed by war, oak forest, burning rivers choked, quenching, hungry afterlife, ringing bells, delivering messages at lonely doorsteps, watching alive on wood creaking stages, we dance within frozen moments, blossoms age through seasons, seeds thirsty for nourishment left inside you, throbbing secrets, breathe.
Amazing, amazing. It's amazing, yeah. Really. It's beautiful, really beautiful, Carl. And I would like you to tell me what inspired this and what was your intentions. And I have a question. When you collab with Joe, do you write each a stanza or you just combine your lines together? Or how do you do it?
Well, you know, usually I write a concept together, and I throw it over to her, and then she puts her bit in, and then I look at it, and then I put my bit a little bit more in, and then it works like that. It's not like stanza, you know, like I guess that's
or
normal.
Or line to line.
Or line to line. You know, it's more, sometimes I throw lines at her, and she throws lines back, you know. And in this case, I threw the whole concept out to her. And then she shaped it, and then I shaped it, threw it back, and then we manicured it until we thought
so
it was ready.
You're talking in the same voice, actually. So it's not two voices,
you know,
it's one voice.
I've known Joe for now almost 2 years. I think a little bit more. Actually, I've known her probably 4 years, to be honest. Was never really acquainted, never really collabed or anything. But I hit it right off with her because, you know, our styles are basically abstract.
It's the same.
Basically
you're both
the same. She's
abstract
a little
writers.
Bit. Yeah, she's a little bit darker. Dark, and she darkens me, and I try to lighten her up. So it's a little bit of a tug of war, you know, between us. Because, you know, she's dark and I try to lighten it up. And then she, you know, it's funny, you know, it's like a painting. It's like a painting. So she paints it dark and I try to paint it light, you know, somehow it comes out gray or so. But it's really nice.
It's, you know, I've read some of your collabs before, but this is, I think, the best, one of my favorites, actually. And I love it. It's so full of meanings and layers. I know some people don't really understand abstract poetry. And sometimes when it's too dark, sometimes it's hard for me to read. But your abstract poetry, for me, is easy to digest and understand and enjoy. And because maybe I know you and I know how you think, what you believe. So I see your convictions and your ideas and your tendencies in your poetry, always speaking about, you know, the things that, you know, for instance, when you mention the New World Order, or you mention sometimes the sufferings of people in your own way, and there is always something, you always put your convictions into your poetry. And for me, I understand it because I know you and I know what you believe and I know what you stand for. So it's always very enjoyable. And you put it in such an elegant way, you know, so I like your elegance as well. So for me, it was very beautiful and meaningful. And tell me about the picture you chose. Where did you get that from? So beautiful.
Well, I was on the, you know, I live near a river, and then there's a flock of, you know, doves, and, you know, they were flying by, and I just caught this picture of the dove, you know, flying.
Wow. So you took picture. This is your own picture.
It's
unbelievably beautiful and professional. And it's like a moment in time, like the dove is flying and her wings are fluttering and you just took the photo. It's brilliant. I love it. It's very artistic.
Good.
I think you can sell it, Cal.
Beautiful. But,
it's
you know, basically, basically I was having a conversation also, you know, now, you know, there's three basic stages of poetry, you know. First of all, poetry should be your truth. First of all, it has to be absolutely your feeling, your truth. And I don't care what contest it is. Don't get into a contest unless you relate to the feeling within the theme of that contest. Sure. You know, I mean, you know, this is my message to people out there who are joining contests. You know, don't do it because it's just something to do. Do it because you really feel it, you know, and you must always feel. Lately, I've been running into contests that have inspired me, you know, a lot. A lot of them are coming from Joe. Some of them are coming from Kevin, you know, but they somehow touch me, you know, and it needs to touch you, you know. So this is very, very important. Yes. And there's three aspects of abstract. First, there's the theme. Second, there's the destruction. You know, you need to really minimize it and destroy it. And then you color it with metaphors. And that's abstract. And that's probably, but it's all based on reality.
You're so good. You're the best abstract writer on all poetry, really. And the best abstract writer I know.
So, thank you,
you know,
so much.
I'm a big fan of your work, really, really. I'm not
thank
so,
so
much,
much
into abstract, but I like abstract. As long as it you said something very important. This is you know, genuine and original. I love originality, and it's genuine. You write really what you believe, and this is, I've been saying this for the last past half hour. This is what I love about you, is that you're real. You're genuine, and you really pour your heart, and you have your own style. Yes, abstract, but I understand it because I know where it's coming from. And you never put anything very complicated. It's understandable if people can just give it the time and read it and, you know, think about it or understand where this is coming from. Anyway, even if they don't. It's enjoyable poetry.
Joe wrote a masterpiece here, and I think she has a lot of credit to be given as well, because of the weaving coloring of each of the stanzas. And you know, you can do you see it, AP? Do you see it in there? You know, Joe's in there a lot, you know, and you can really you know
Of course
see
of
her.
Course.
Yeah.
I think my favorite stanza is "Becoming Actor's Wife," blessed from series 7. It's the fourth stanza. 1, 2, three, 4, 5. Very beautiful. I love this.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Tell me what was the idea behind this. Tell me the concept you started with.
Well, the concept was actually an inspiration of Joe herself, you know, and our intertwining souls, you know, together, and talking about these kind of, crossroads that we need to cross, you know, in life, and that we bear, you know, through life, you know, like you hibernate within a cocoon sometimes and become a butterfly, you know, and you're living in this miniature world. And you're looking for doors to escape out of, you know. It's sort of a menagerie of metaphors that of your normal life and the intertwining of our two lives together, you know. And you know, seeing the fakeness of certain things, you know, and also being born to mysteries, you know. That we have, and then the hunger for afterlife, you know, or a new beginning, you know, and then with a thirst for love and passion, you know, so it's this whole concept of just going through a reality of your life, you know, together.
Actually, it's very deep, and because it holds two souls who are, you know, interacting
spirits.
As poets, as human beings, as two spirits, as human beings, as poets, it's getting deeper and deeper, and this is really, really, really beautiful. And Joe, you're brilliant, and I love your collabs always, guys, and beautiful work, and congrats on the silver.
Okay, thank you so
this
much.
Is wonderful. AP, didn't tell us what you think, AP.
I talked about the fact that having worked with Joe and having done collaborations with Joe, she really has quite a unique sense of the world, and she brings that in her writing, and she does that through a very distinct use of colour and a very distinct use of emotions and how she portrays emotions with words. Always great joy to work with Joe, and I think we see that all of that coming out in this piece with Cal.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I read your poem that was a response to one of Joe's poems, and I put it on the reading list last time because it was brilliant. So actually, Joe's been inspiring everyone, and I know Joe years ago. And I always loved her work, but it was too dark for me sometimes. I'm a very sensitive person, and I don't like very much to go to these dark places. I understand. Sometimes I do like to write from the dark side, but Jo, because of her life experience, and she's really, but she's a great writer. But she's really dark, and sometimes. My heart hurts for her, but she's brilliant, and I'm happy that she's collaborating with Cal and their interaction, because she's getting out of this darkness. She's not that dark anymore, and she's even maturing as a writer. She's brilliant always, but I love their collaborations. And Joe, miss you. I hope you can join us next time, hopefully. So this is wonderful. Anyway, our bronze winner is one of my favorite poets on all poets, Colère from Australia. And he's also a very good friend. And I love his work because it's very sensitive, very poetic, and he's brilliant, actually. And AP, would you like to read Such Is Life for us?
Yeah, look, it's great to see Alf back on the site after some personal challenges.
Yes.
I know.
When I invite him, he doesn't hesitate, and I thank him for that. He's not often online nowadays, not as he used to be, but we're friends from 6 years ago, and, he was one of, the best friends since I started, and I loved his poetry, and he was very supportive and encouraging. And so whenever I invited him, he really always, writes something for me, and he knows that I'm going to be very happy. So I am really. And this poem is called Such Is Life.
Yes. Well, Alf is, of course, one of those people that's heading rapidly towards 1,000 gold medals on the site and has more than 4,200 poems and is a brilliant writer.
Yes.
So this is Such Is Life by Alf Collier, and it goes a little bit like this. She heard the words whispered at her birth and cross-stitched them to her memory. Seedling willows wept at the side of her journey, and slivers of stone became the smooth pebbles of her pathway. Throughout spring, her youth sang arias of golden canaries, and summer stroked new music from sultry breezes. Autumn plaited silver highlights in fading russet, and with winter came the call of robins. The words whispered at her birth returned, echoed from soft snowflakes, written in meandering spirals of chimney smoke, murmured between the smile on her lips. And for her final day, clouds painted hieroglyphics on her tomb in memorial to her illumination in poem.
Wow. You know, yeah, you know, especially this ending blew me away.
Yeah, he blew me away, and what a beautiful flow. Hey, and you, AP, are a brilliant, you recite.
Yes.
You can make anybody look good with their poetry. You
yeah,
have
exactly.
a beautiful, you have a beautiful way with words.
And the way he pronounces the words and, you know, the, it's just perfect. I love his recitations. I love his performance and his accent. Really beautiful. Well, really beautiful.
Yes. Yes. You know, Alf, I've known him also. I remember he also, I think he was on some podcast way in the beginning with Enlightenment with Luyu. And I remember him from
okay.
there. I think he was involved in that. And he came out sparingly, you know, I remember. And I never really met him, just recently, you know, after I read him again. And he came back on the site. And he was one of the more brilliant. He inspired me a lot. And I was, at that time, you know, still working on my voice. You know, and he inspired me really a lot to just open up on your feelings, and I think that's one of the keys to obtaining your voice. And I was very lucky to obtain my voice and through these different influences, unspoken. You know, very quiet and unspoken, but you can tell just by his words. You know, and you know when I'm reading. Reading his words, such as life, you know. I'm scrolling to the third stanza. Throughout spring, her youth sang arias of golden canaries, and the summer stroked new music from sultry breezes. Autumn plaited silver highlights and faded rustles, and with winter came the call of robins. Wow, but isn't that true? You know, because the rose robins, when they come in, you know, they add the color to those fallen leaves of autumn, you know. And I see that very, very clearly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. For me, I resonate with every word because I, for example, have a poem about myself called Arabesque. And when I speak about myself, I don't say that I'm so and so. No, I say I see myself connected with the surroundings, with the nature, how the moon affected me, how the sun when it rose affected me, how the cloud, what the earth means to me, you know, something like that, the stars. So I was really impressed by this poem because it is in this line. He's speaking about how the surroundings, how the beauty of nature, the spiritual journey, our pathways, the canaries, you know, so the robins and the snowflakes. These are the things that, you know, a spirit connects to, actually. So the title is Such is Life. It's not about facts of life. It's about the spirit, the spiritual journey in life. And the closing lines for me were like touché, you know. And for her final days, clouds painted hieroglyphics on her tomb in memorial to her illumination. I think this, for me, it expresses me personally, you know, because I've been on the spiritual journey for many, many years, and finally, I feel illuminated. And so I really connected so much with the spiritual journey he was talking about and its connection with the universe, with nature, with the surroundings. This is really the spiritual journey. So I'm very, very impressed by this poem because for me, I can relate perfectly with it. because if we are speaking about our lives as facts, as daily life, we will only say that it's hard and it's struggle and it's ups and downs and, you know, facts of life are not easy. But if to get over all this is to understand that you are not only a human being who's living on this earth. You're a spiritual being. You have a spirit. And this life for me is a spiritual journey. So he conveyed this message, which I believe so much. And the last two lines for me, I relate absolutely, because after all those years and then after all this life experience, I come out with that illumination on the path of love and the spiritual journey, and the illumination is the end point for me in this on this earth. So this is a beautiful, beautiful poem, and thank you, Al, and congratulations. AP?
Yes.
I'm very glad that you finished your statement about Alf's poem in that way, because I was slightly inspired by Alf's poem, and it's great to have Alf back on the site. Slightly inspired by your words as well, Sama. So I've got a little brevity.
Ah, cool.
Okay, yeah, yeah, we go.
And it's cool.
Is it on the board?
It is on the board now.
Just a minute.
And funnily enough.
Okay, give us a minute. Okay.
Funnily enough.
Okay, okay.
It is
illumination.
Called
wow.
Illumination.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
It's like this. Colouring with metaphor within abstraction holds, when an originality pen scrawls off clouds, illumination unfolds. Inspired by our partners, crossroads fall as challenges here, off hibernation discover doors, then mysteries answers near. Reality, life and death we hold, spirits and emotions conceive, our sensitivity to darkness. Find illumination in wave, in poem.
Wow. 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 Your last stanza is brilliant. It's what we are talking about. Reality, life, and death we hold. Spirits and emotions conceive our sensitivity to darkness. Find illumination in wave. Bravo. Beautiful, it is. Beautiful. Really. You know something, guys, now I'm excited to share with you, just give me a minute, the poem I was talking about, it's called
yes.
Arabesque, okay? I'm going to try to find it quickly.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Sure. Meanwhile, just you're trying to find
minute,
it, you
because,
know.
Because, yeah. Yes.
No, go ahead and look for it, Zama. But meanwhile, you're trying to find
okay.
that. You know, when we're talking about illumination and also the spiritual entities, you know, what you were talking, you know, in your poetry here, and that answer is just brilliant,
yes.
you know, because, you know, it really does inspire, you know, these crossroads, these challenges, you know, these answers, these unknowns. And life is death, you know, in this case, you know, and this illumination and sensitivity to, you know, the dark side and the light side, taking both, you know, the approaches
exactly.
Of this life, you know, and in a spiritual
yeah.
way, you know, which really dances
yeah.
perfectly with Alf's a poem, because he dances with nature and he brings in that passion toward the end, you know, and you're just continuing with that passion to run through
yeah.
life, you know, and this is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much, AP.
Yeah.
You're brilliant. Damn,
yeah,
you're brilliant.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? He doesn't just write anything. He uses the poetic devices like he's drinking water, alteration, and I don't know what. The stanzas are perfect, the beginning and the end. Everything is just perfect.
I don't know what he's drinking. I don't know what he's drinking, but whatever you're drinking, you know, I mean, I want some of that concoction for sure, you know what I mean?
That's beautiful. And you, he just absorbs all what you're saying, and it comes up. It's a talent. It's a gift. Really, we can't do anything about it. We can't even envy him. We just enjoy it. Anyway, I have my poem on board, guys, on the message board. It's called Arabesque.
Yes.
And it's, you know, Al's poem reminded me of it. And this was like a contest. The contest I wrote for is like, anyway, it doesn't matter the contest because there were many. I read it before a while ago, but on the show, but that was a while ago. Anyway, but I want to read it again because Al's poem resonated with me, and this poem is, you know, it shows you why. It's called Arapet. I'm an ancient soul on a journey to discover the single and indivisible reality which transcends those who truly know their essential self, know God. My destination written unknown, all living things made from water, born by the banks of the Nile. The river is the path of the spirit. The light of dawn promised me love, and the sun dress me each morning, a gown luminous with joy. In the night, the moon held my hand and showered me with kisses. When I smiled at the stars, they smiled back at me, revealing secret passages hidden from all else. They told me not to be afraid. We die only once. Life is a complete sentence with a beginning and an end.
I
want to say something. Yeah, the first part, the first quote is by Ibn Arabi, the greatest Sufi teacher. But, you know, the rest is mine.
That's so beautiful.
Yes,
I know this is an older poem that I commented on. And you bring in the beauties of that river, you know, that beautiful imagery, you know. I was so drawn to this because, you know, when you were bringing up the spiritual release, and of course water is a cleansing factor in the spirituality, it represents life, you know, and this is so beautiful, and it just made me think of the Nile, you know, somehow, you know, and it's just beautiful. Before we move on, I just want to say hello to 202, and I think this is Murphy. Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hello. Just in time. Hello, Murphy.
How are you all doing? I'm sorry I'm late.
No, that's so fine.
Yeah,
all right.
This is great.
You're allowed to be here.
You know, Murphy also hasn't been with us for a while.
Murphy, I hope you weren't on hold too long, because I'm a lousy, backroom man, you know. So I hope you weren't too long. I'm a lousy host.
You actually just,
Murphy.
It was less than 30 seconds, Cal. Very good.
Cool.
Okay,
oh,
so what did
record,
you hear? Alfie's poem or AP's poem or mine?
Actually, I'm trying to look at yours right now, Isama.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it a quick read, an old poem,
but it was a reaction to Al's poem. Who won the bronze award, which is called Such is Life, and the way he's portraying life as a spiritual journey and connected with the surroundings, with the nature, with the beauty. This is why AP was inspired and wrote us a beautiful poem called Elimination on spot, as usual. And I just felt like reading mine as well, because it is in the same line of thought. But, you know, Cal, writing this, I wasn't making up anything. It's exactly my spiritual experience. This is how I felt when I was a young girl, when I was like you know, 14, 15, 16, like that. Mm-hmm. I waited for the for dawn time to see the light coming out. The Nile for me, I used to go have a walk by the Nile every day because I lived close to the Nile. And it was like my spiritual art, things like that. So what I was talking about is not something I was making up, though it sounds, it's not something about reality, it's something about the spirituality. But this is exactly my spiritual experience, you know. So anyway, so it was lovely. Thank you, AP, for your beautiful, beautiful poem. And finally, this is what I'm saying. I'm reaching illumination, but it took me such a long time. But I was on the path all the time. Anyway, I think it's maybe it's time for Murphy's poem, I think, guys. Let's see.
I'll comment on your poem.
You want to comment? Okay. Sure.
I do.
I'd be honored.
I do. And okay. I wanted to make the point that in the Egyptian world is seen as a transition, Osama. It's not seen as an end state. It's seen as a transition.
So exactly.
When in the past people in Egyptian royalty died, they were given a doll. They were given toys. They were given cows. They were given dogs because it was thought that they were just moving to another state and they needed all of those things, you see. And so they would have them with them.
Yes.
And so they were then they were buried with those things. So I've actually got up on the board, if you have a look at the Soul Asylum board, I've actually got a Shabti Osama, which is from one of the Egyptian tombs, which is a doll.
Okay.
And it's so that would be there with that person when they were transitioning. Okay. And I think for me, the reason I put that there was because there's something about that thought of transition, not an end, that I got from your poem.
Exactly. Yeah. I believe in this transition. And also my faith as a Muslim states this world is not the end. It's only part of our spiritual experience and our existence in this universe. So actually, the ancient Egyptians, they didn't get this from nowhere. It was like, because I believe this is an eternal truth. I even have a poem called Eternal Reality about such that death is only a passage to a higher level of existence. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
Because if you are a spiritual person, or even people who are not spiritual, they experience, dreams, for example. Dreams or visions or feelings or certain feelings like deja vu and things that they cannot explain. They do not, even people who are not spiritual, they experience spiritual things, spiritual incidents, but they don't focus on it because they are, they're a bit materialistic or they don't believe that there is an afterlife or whatever, but they do experience it because it's part of who we are. We are, human beings and we have spirits, we have souls, and this is the drive of life. What makes us alive is the soul. What happens when we die is the soul leaves the body, okay? The body from ash to ash, but the soul is made of eternal life. This is the drive of life. This is what makes us exist. And I believe the soul is eternal. So there is a part of us which ends, which is the body. But the soul, which is the drive of this part of life, which leaves the body, keeps on, stays in another dimension or level of existence. I believe this. The ancient pharaohs believe it. In my religion, we believe it. So this is the case, yeah. Murphy? Hello?
Yes, I'm
here. Yes, Callie wanted to say something?
No.
Murphy, did you have anything to add to this ideas?
Well, I just really like your comment so much. I mean, I think that there are all levels of spirituality, but you're right. I think everyone does experience spiritual events in their life, but they just they don't really know what to think of it, you know, what it means.
Exactly. And, yes.
But,
you know, I agree. You know, I was taught that everything has a soul, basically. You know, and I think that comes from my indigenous background. And you know, this indigenous background has taught me, contrary to the Catholicism, you know, that I think all things have soul, a soul, and. Whether it be a grain of salt or a human being or a tree, you know, it all has a purpose, and there's sort of a entropy, you know, that what I want to say is that there's sort of a reasoning for that, you know, it's ecosystem, you know, that brings us together, you know, as one. And I only hope that these humans realize this, you know, that we are part of nature, you know, and instead of being so contrary, you know, to nature, because I have to say it's unnatural, because we are born from this same seed, you know. So this is the way I believe it, and I think this kind of spirituality, and when you're talking about illumination and also the soul, it all comes together as that, you know. That's the way I feel.
Of course, I believe that everything has a soul. The universe has a soul. Someone once told me something really I thought was very interesting, that this universe is like a womb, and we are all in it. And this was so interesting, you know, guys, because sometimes when you think of this endless universe, where does it start and where does it end? But when he told me it's like a womb, that it contains us all, I thought really it's a brilliant idea, and I thought this is it. We are in the womb of the universe. It doesn't matter where it starts, where it ends, but we are in the womb of the universe. I thought it's a brilliant idea, really, and it resonated with me. So,
it's really great.
It was interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
Interesting metaphor, yes.
Yeah.
So, shall we continue
with the reading list? I just want to know if... Murphy is staying with us till the end of the show, Murphy?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, just for precaution, we can read your poem now and then go back to the reading list, because his poem was also in the contest, because I want to really discuss this poem with him. I want to know what he was talking about. So we're going to... AP, can we put Murphy's poem?
I'm putting it on there.
I'm trying to find it.
I got it.
Okay, guys. All right.
This is called The Mysterious Inspiriting Link. And actually, as I look at this poem, I noticed that my comment to view ratio was very low. They say a good poem is one that you know, can touch someone, and I think I have accomplished that, because I think I like it.
Okay. as long as you like it, this is good enough.
That's right. So, But anyway, yeah, when I saw the Rumi quote, yeah, I had a couple of different feelings about it. And so it's God writes spiritual mysteries on our hearts where they wait silently for discovery. And I'll just read first. Scammers, schemers, hooks, and crooks, exclusion, delusion, and falsity. Compete, contend, waylay, and vanquish, human prisms obscuring my Lord. Detach, unhook, disconnect. Immerse in silent, natural rhythm. A confluence of undirected thought, fast flowing directly to my Lord.
Wow.
I have one more stanza. Sorry for the pause. Dusting off the dedicated link, instantaneous messaging of love. His hand close upon my heart, a discovery revealed by my Lord. End poem.
Yes, beautiful. I like it very much. Cal, would you like to comment?
You know what? It's brilliant. I don't know why no one else has seen it. But when you're going from dark to light, you know. Thank you for bringing us the horizon, Murphy. Because in the brevity, you know, toward the end, and you know, you have that positive feeling, like you know, you made that connection. You know, forget about scammers,
yes,
schemers,
yes.
Hooks, crooks, you know, and all the falsity and everything else. You know, you got that shadow. You know, that's hovering over you. And all you have to do is remove it, right?
Right.
Exactly.
And
yes.
That's what you did in the last stanza.
And
exactly.
That's kind of how I looked at the quote, where I felt like a lot of, I guess, human interaction on Earth is, full of the first stanza. And it is a very competitive world. And, you know...
Yeah.
I just feel that even in the quote when it's saying wait silently for discovery, it's too silent in a way for me. Like I wish there was more of a spirituality in everyday life on Earth in human interaction, and that's where the second and third stanza. I still feel it's very important to have that spiritual connection. I think everyone should figure out how they can, you know, nurture that for themselves. But I know how I do, and it's kind of written in the stanzas. So it's more that silent place where I can block out really a lot of the noise of the real world.
Yes, Cal. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, real quick. Murphy, you know, what comes to mind really quick is, you know, the humility that you must have, you know, to sort of like put yourself back away, you know, from this the shadows that you were explaining in the first stanza. But then, you know, and then what comes to mind is the Beatitudes, you know, because those who are humble see that light, you know what I mean? Murphy,
right.
So you know, so keep like that. You know, it's really good. I really see the insight. Thank you for that.
I was talking about this just minutes ago. That life, if we are speaking about material life and everyday life, this would just take us from ourselves and from our spiritual side. But it is there. So the real thing is to be able to differentiate or detach from what's going on in our daily lives and the problems and the people and the whatever is going on, the noise, the scams, the schemes, all these things, the delusions. Yeah, these things, they do exist in our real life. And reach within and find God inside our hearts. And I think this is what you meant, is it?
Yes, absolutely. That's right.
Yeah. And I resonate with it. And I think your poem is really, really beautiful because it's genuine. And you are always true to yourself. And it's a beautiful poem. And I really, really understand the message. And I relate to it as well. So thank you so much. AP, would you like to comment?
Thank you, Sama.
It's very difficult in a world that seeks to distract us, and I use the word distract deliberately, to stay true to your true north, because that true north can seem obvious when you step back, but when you're in the midst of everything else, it can seem a long way away. And I think what this poem is talking to us about is about keeping that true north, and about keeping that place close to us. And if we do that, then we have half a chance of seeing through all the distractions.
Yes. You know something, AP? This is what is very special about us as a group, Soul Asylum, or as poets, that we are always trying to you know, eliminate this distraction and trying to clear our minds and our hearts and find the hidden treasures within ourselves and within our lives and within our existence. So, yeah, just perfect. Wonderful, Murphy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Anyway, we can go back to our reading list. We have a poem by who won also an HM. Our first HM, actually, is by Fran Marie. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful poem. It's called A Mystery to Unfold. It's also in the same line of thought. And I think...
And
I wanted
to. You're going to read it, Isama?
I'm going to read it. Okay. I just found out. Okay.
It's up on the board.
I chose to read it. Yes, I have it. I chose to read it because I love it as well, you know. So, Fran Marie, a poem by Fran Marie, and one, an HM, A Mystery to Unfold. The past has passed into the present, as I dwell contemplating a future unknown. Each step forward on curious pathways, finding mysteries along the mystical journey. Reflecting back, my heart has conversed in a dialogue of darkness within its own sad chambers. Now seeing a guiding light, it fears no more. My heart feels poetry's soul, walking in verdant green meadows, the scent of honeysuckle as azure artistic hues paint heavenly skies. Turning the pages of mere mortal life, I look to the bright stars connecting the dots, illuminating mysteries to discover and unfold the essence of life. End of. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's exactly what we were talking about. Cal?
Yeah. You know, this is, again, you know, Rumi had, you know, he inspires
Rumi,
everybody. Rumi is just just an inspiration for everybody. And I think, you know, this is a great take on the prompt, first of all. It's beautiful. You know, because, you know, just as Murphy was saying, you know, this dialogue of darkness, you know, in these sad chambers, you know, that are being guided then out of this crevice, you know, wherever it may be. And then, you know, trying to seek that spirituality in the universe. So here again, you know, getting out the flashlight, you know, and looking for that, looking for that path, you know.
Walking. This is the path of love, of seekers of the.
What happened?
Hello, Osama.
Oh, She fell out.
She was there, and then she's gone.
The Twilight Zone. Do 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 do. Oh well. Okay. So, but anyway, I'm, you know, again, you know, this poem is using that flashlight to find the, you know, to find the your way out of the darkness, you know. What was your take on it, Murphy?
Yeah, I really liked, you know, the whole idea of the unfolding mystery, you know, of life. And even the, probably the third stanza is my favorite. When she says, reflecting back, my heart has conversed in a dialogue of darkness within its own sad chambers, now seeing a guiding light, it fears no more. I mean, at various points in our life, I think we always kind of reassess what it all means. And I feel like at some point, you know, and you mentioned sad chambers, you know, you just get to the point where I think you have more of an understanding, okay, about, you know, what this journey is about. Yeah, there's no more fear. There's more of a kind of an understanding, I think.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think, you know, as you pass through these different seasons of your life, you know, it becomes more and more the path becomes more and more significant. Either that, or, you know, you don't even recognize the path, and you're so oblivious to everything else of the spirituality that you that you're lost. Okay, it's only a few people that can really find that spirituality that can come back. And speaking of coming back, Izama, you're back.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was talking, and then I found out that I'm talking to myself.
There you
I
go.
Don't know what you, you know, what did you, what was the last thing you heard me say, guys?
You know what? I even forgot because it was so abrupt, you know, that I just like.
Okay.
We were all waiting.
You were there, and then you were gone, Sama.
I don't know what happened. I found myself offline.
Twilight Zone.
Anyway,
you're in the Twilight Zone.
In the Twilight. No, and I was talking, and nobody's answering back. I'm calling on you guys. So I thought I was disconnected. Anyway, I was saying about Fran Marie that if she wasn't true to herself, she couldn't have written this poem. That this is her spiritual journey, and you know, like Alf, like Murphy, she ended with illumination. You know, so it is the spiritual journey always ends with us being illuminated. What is it to be illuminated? It's to be in touch with our souls, with our spirit, with unfold the mystery of the universe, which is just to understand. We cannot understand everything, but at least to understand, like Kel said, that we are part of all this. This is the illumination, I think. So, Murphy, did you comment on the poem? On
Yes, just briefly, that
yes.
I really liked.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And AP, you commented?
I did.
Okay, so
yeah.
I didn't hear you guys, but never mind. So, okay, that's great. Anyway, so we have our next poem, I think, is by one of our very close friends and gifted poets, Oma. Okay.
Oh,
oh, no. No, there was a poem by AP first. AP?
Okay. AP. Seeking
okay.
out the AP. Brains.
Well, this was one that had some thought behind it rather than just sort of being blown off the page, Osama. So we can put that one on if you like, or we can go to Omar's one. I don't mind. But this is...
Seeking out grains of truth.
Seeking
the
out
one
brains.
You wrote
okay.
for the... Yeah,
because
this is,
you
won an HM for this.
I did, thank you very much. And it was only very brief, too, so it didn't muck around on the page. So this is seeking out grains of truth, and it goes like this. Once hands do move while our muscles do touch, with blood do limbs flex, yet to deeper flurries we clutch. These are as inscribed, awaiting the means to explore by languages haunting, thoughts still so simple and raw. And while we go seek, often remain indecipherable, as they require others, grains of truth past our stubble. In teasing lines curled, seek out our soul's histories, can interpret secrets, if share with others our mysteries. End pop.
Beautiful and thoughtful and insightful. And tell me what inspired this exactly when you read the quote, AP?
Look, for me, it was about the piece about discovery, Osama. And what I was thinking was that while we can discover ourselves, it's almost always the case that if we find somebody else, that we discover that more easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Yes, I'm sure, like, when we are our own, we can discover things, but connecting with others and sharing other people's experience just enlightens our experience for sure. Cal?
Yeah, you know, what I got out of this is, you know, when you're finding that truth, right, AP? When you're finding that truth within yourself, you know, and you're looking at it, you know, as you're, here we are, another exploration with the flashlight out, except it's more internal, right? So, you know, internally looking for that truth, you know, we're not looking for the path on the external, finding out, you know, but more internal, which also couples you, because you figure out, you know, as you're getting into yourself, into your own space, into your own truth, that your truth actually becomes one with others as well, you know. So, wow, that's very, very, very deep and different twists, you know, for you know, seeking a spirituality.
A broader perspective. You know something, all the name of the contest, Carl, was Soul Searchers, and this is my second contest. And you see how people are serious about writing on their own experience in soul searching. So the topic is so important and so beautiful. And the people who shared, they understand what we are talking about. And we are all aligned, I think, even adding to each other's thoughts and experiences. But it's all in the same line of, you know, we are all seekers on the path of truth, on the path of love, and in life for us is more of a spiritual journey than anything else. So maybe this is why we are poets. Mercy?
Yes, I love right off the bat the first stanza, you know, the first three lines. Once hands do move while our muscles do touch, with blood do limbs flex. To me, it's really nice. It almost tells me that, you know, we're equipped for whatever we need to get by in this life, and but then the last line really tells us, well, it's not really the whole picture though. You know, we want more than that. You know, just you know, succeeding or whatever it may be. There is a spiritual world to explore and to want to know more of. And I really like the title too, like seeking out grains of truth.
The grain of truth, yes.
Yeah, there's a real honesty to it. You know, he's not seeking out the full truth of everything. It's just, you know, truth is hard to come by. And I think each little grain is very valuable. And I just like that kind of, you know, point of view with it. And, really beautiful.
Beautiful. For me, the title is very meaningful as well, because the grain of truth is the core of truth, which people are blinded to. It could be very simple to identify, if you have a pure conscience and a pure heart. But if you're someone who's so preoccupied with life and appearances and wealth and things like that, you would be blinded from the truth. So the truth, as seekers, actually, we are seekers, first of all, on the path of truth. We are people who can, who are true to ourselves and true to everyone else and true to life. And this is the truth, like some people say, they don't like this word because it has, you know, a broad interpretation. But no, the truth is the truth. It's what your conscience, I mean, even the criminals, when they commit crimes, they know it's wrong. So the truth is, I think, is the ultimate path for a seeker to find. So, and actually, illumination is to know the truth, to find the truth. So beautiful. Thank you so much, AP. It's beautiful. I love it. Anyway, so there is a poem. We can read Omar's poem. We still have time.
But you know, Joe was with us, and I thought maybe earlier, you know, since she was here on the board, that we play her, and then we'll still have time for
I don't
for
think
Uma.
We'll have time. And we have Naomi Sara. She just added a poem to our reading list. So anyway. We can read Joe's poem now, Ida.
Yeah, we'll do that. I was requested to read. I got it on the board. Oh, she deleted it.
What's
deleted. I'm sorry.
What
so,
is
okay.
That?
Okay, so anyway, what we do is we'll hit Oma, and then instead, for whatever reason, and then we'll go. You know, there's just bundles of emotion in our world. You know, let's go to
we read Oma's poem is also wonderful, fascinating, really. Whom did I say can read it? Yeah, it's Murphy. Murphy, it's your turn to read Oma's poem.
You're up to bat, Murphy.
Oma is one of the best poets on all poetry and one of the most respected and cherished member of Soul Asylum. And she's my soul sister. She's Indian, but she's brilliant, and I love her. So you take it from there, Mercy.
Okay. Because I yearn. Grinding in the grand design of its artistry, I wonder at the magnanimous, invisible hand with a manicured chisel so distinguished. Not a single face it creates is similar to another, not a mind on the same track. I wonder at my own material dust and the architect who invited the primal elements into this sculpting, infused me with movement, thoughts, and love. Am I a fraction of the same matter as the magician of my construct? Why I am not aware of his touch, and what stands between him and my perception? Every day I yearn to be one with my truth, trying to read the lighted words so invisible in ignorance. Every day he gives me a sign, so I am not disheartened in this pursuit.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Oma is very, very spiritual and very artistic. And here's another one taking the flashlight into herself, just like AP did, instead of the flashlight looking for a path.
Yeah, Murphy and AP.
Yeah, so inside, looking in on the inside, you know, and... this is a very true, it made me escape into meditation, you know, and I think it's just beautiful the way she flows the words, you know, and also indicates her passion for that internal truth. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. For me, it was very, very sensitive. And, you know, it's like we all have these thoughts, actually, deep inside our minds, our hearts. She's, again, speaking about the truth. And I think, actually, to find the truth, you only have to reach within, because this is the nature of things. We are born with the truth known to us, but just that life disturbs or, you know, obscures the reality when we get caught into the daily life and emotions and whatever. But these thoughts, like Murphy's saying, like AP's saying, like everyone is saying, these thoughts are there inside us, and they just, you know, we just need to understand them and to get in touch. All we want is to get in touch with the truth that is within our hearts. What makes us alive? This energy, this force, this source that gives us life, that gives us thoughts, created us. We want to get in touch with it, like in all religions and all spiritual paths. This is the quest, is to find the truth that it is within us, and to get in touch with the source of this creation, because there must be a source. It didn't come just, you know, it happened all of a sudden. Like this, I don't believe that. Everything has to have a source. Even a river has to have a source. So we are all looking for this source. And we cannot find it except within us. The truth is in our hearts. And that's what she's saying. And sometimes it's not easy to get in touch, but we keep trying. And even if we never reach the whole truth, but we keep trying. We keep, and this is the spiritual journey. So we keep trying to understand. So we keep trying to connect. AP?
Yeah, look, I like the pieces of this piece that talk about the sculpting and infusing, and that you're just but a fraction of the same matter. I love the internal thought and the indivisibility of the words that are used. Mm.
Yeah. Yes. She's certainly talented.
Can you say something? I love the last stanza. She is
she's
talented and very objective and excellent poetess, and her language, she's like me, English is her second language, but she's in command of the language, actually, and she expresses herself beautifully. Murphy?
Yeah, I really love how she puts forth the world as this incredible, you know, saying with the grand design, it's magnanimous, and just you can feel the yearning, I think, with her. She says she wonders about you know, her own material dust, and you know, she wonders about the invisible hand, and really, you know, with, it's so incredible, but you still want more of that why, you know, to be answered. If you can try to understand a little more, that's a really strong yearning, I think, for humans. And but it's hopeful too, because she sees encouraging signs, you know, every day.
Yeah.
Disheartened, and I think that's what we need to look for, you know, as well.
Exactly. I think it's beautiful. And the last stanza for me stands out, because we shouldn't give up. We keep, you know, the yearning is the passion to know, actually, or the love that's within us, and the spirituality. And we keep pursuing the path until the last moment in our lives. And this is soul searching, guys. It's called soul searching. So really beautiful poetry, wonderful people, very genuine and very real. and it was really the show tonight. And we still have a lot of soul searching next time. We still have a lot of poems. And it was wonderful, the spiritual journey and poetic journey. And I thank everyone for writing for the contest, and they're all brilliant. Carl, you have maybe a minute or so.
So we're winding down, people, and I think we had a beautiful evening tonight, and I just want to thank everybody that was there. Bud was there. Joe was there. You guys that are here with us, Saul came by. Murphy, thank you so much for, sharing your spirituality with us there. AP, thank you for your brilliant impromptu, and inspirational touch and go, that you usually do, which is beautiful. And Azama, of course, thank you so much for being inspired by Rumi and being giving us this contest and, and these beautiful awards. I think, it just goes to show you how connected we really are on this on this site. And we've known each other for so many years. And I think, finally, we start to break out of our shell. We start to receive our own voices. Yes. And we start to, share our love and our passion.
And we have the harmony, really. We are in touch with the harmony. We are in touch with others, with each other. It's not like years ago. Now we really fully understand each other. And, we are in harmony on every aspect, like mentally, emotionally, spiritually, poetic. So this is, I think the show tonight was beautiful. All the entries were magnificent. Soul searching is something very, very beautiful and poetic as well. It's like a beautiful source of poetry as well. So
exactly.
Thank you, everyone.
Murphy, we'll go around the table. So, Murphy, how do you feel?
Oh, I just want to thank everyone. Really happy hearing all your voices again after a little few times not being able to get on. So, it's always a very positive experience for me and one I think I need. So, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. It's just like a TGIF round table, Yeah. And AP?
Oh, look, I think that was a great contest, a wonderful quote. And I think what came out of that were a lot of very thoughtful and very well-written poems. And when you have a great time to think about and wonder about, then you have a great show. And that's exactly what we had.
Exactly.
Super.
Thank you. Yeah.
Much love to everybody. Okay. I'm going to leave you guys with a song. It's Imagine by John Lennon. And keep that love in your heart, people.
Yeah.
Keep that love in your heart.
One of my favorite songs. Yeah.
Take care. Love you all. Take care. See you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay calm.
Bye. Cal. Bye, Murphy. Bye, AP. Thank you,
imagine
everyone.
There's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country, isn't hard to do, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possession. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you join us and the world will be